1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
And now, taking America by storm like MyPillow, Tim Murray.
A soft invasion.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with Joe Exotic.
Oh, are you on that?
Joe Exotic.
Watch the whole thing this weekend.
Yeah, like, do you know the rest? Do you know today's news about Joe Exotic?
Is he out?
According
prison?
To... Oh, one moment. I want to get the name right. According to Vince Johnson, half of the country group, the Johnsons, right?
Yeah, something Johnson, like Johnson and Wilson.
They're the band that actually sings and plays instruments, not Joe Exotic. Vince says that Joe has never professionally sung or played an instrument in his life.
And I feel the fool because I said last week on this show, you know, he actually is he's a pretty good singer for when you listen to him.
So that wasn't like that. That wasn't him.
No.
Nope.
He's Millie. That's Millie Vanilli. We got Millie Vanilli by Joe Exotic.
You got exotic'd.
My wife and I were saying the same thing. We're like, this guy, like, he's a nut job, but damn, he could sing.
He's got a.
Well.
That's what I told Carrie. I said, you know, say what you want about him. He's a pretty good singer.
Turns out you can say what you want about him. He's not anything.
So who's really the dummy? Because I bought it.
I mean,
you know, we call him.
I'm surprised that a guy like Joe Exotic, from what we gathered in that documentary, would have not been truthful when it came to his singing prowess. Everything else, he never told a lie. He was like Abe Lincoln. Never told a lie.
The other thing that I read about him lately was that he's over the moon happy because he's famous, and that's all he ever.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was a little surprised by that because I thought, but he can't do anything with this fame that he's generated from.
This is all he's wanted his entire. The thing is, if he, spoiler alert.
Okay, so
if he doesn't, you know, burn down his recording room there, you actually get a television show featuring him on E! Network, he would have blown up. I mean, he probably would have gone to prison, but still.
Well, yeah, because we had, who was the dance mom who went to prison for tax evasion?
Oh, is she in, oh.
What was her name? I can't
Boo-boo?
Think of it. No, that's Honey Boo Boo. That's a different one. I'm talking about.
Oh, is that different? Oh, she was his dance mom. Wasn't that a show?
Yeah, she owned the dance studio, and she was, like, horrifically awful to every. She was. She's out now. Abby something or other. I can't remember her last name.
Joe Exotic's going to be out in 22 years, man.
Abby Lee Miller.
Yeah, she had her own show. She went to jail for tax evasion.
2041, I'll have my son do a podcast with Joe Exotic when he gets out.
He will be out in 5 years.
Probably.
He's not a threat. He's not a violent.
Is it Cardi B working to free him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cardi B is working to free him.
He will also
went to Twitter. Said he will be free. She started a GoFundMe account for him.
And he is also ready. He is open to. He will accept a presidential pardon.
Oh.
He is ready for that to happen at any time. Now, I don't know if Trump.
Tiger King. He's very nice.
I don't know if Trump is spending a lot of time in front of the TV these days on Netflix.
Yeah, he watches other things.
What if Kim Kardashian campaigns for
She's
the
more
freedom
for
of
women,
Joe Exotic.
Isn't she? She's more like
people wrongly in prison. You know, people
they got the wrong
guy pardoned. Well, wrongly according to her.
See, plot to murder. We think he blew up his own studios. There's some dead tigers that they unearthed.
He blew up his own studio.
He just wanted to be famous. He just wanted to be famous. Now he's famous.
He wanted to be famous, except on it. I mean, he realized that dude who was filming the documentary had him by the cojones there.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, this is not good.
But everyone in that documentary thinks the documentary maker, the guy who starts the whole thing by, well, where do we begin? That guy. They all thought he had it out for them.
All the subjects?
Every one of those subjects has said something about how well the guy just had it out for me.
Really, no one from outside of the guy with no legs. That guy came out, and I was like, that's a good dude. He just liked
dealing
with animals.
Well, we didn't really dive into him that much
either. That's true. He could have had some
skills. Right. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He said he worked there for 30 years.
13.
How many?
13, I thought.
I thought he said 30. Okay, maybe it was 13.
He's like, so I just fed a bear, and now I'm in a federal, pay for murder.
I will say this, that if I was feeding tigers and walking around in cages for 13 years, I might be a little jumpy and ready to get out. I might be ready to be done with that. Okay, I'm done.
On the other hand, they bite you in the leg. They get nothing.
All they do is pull your leg off. Joke's on you, stupid tiger. I already lost those.
You might want several people like him around.
But wouldn't you want prosthetic arms then and a prosthetic head and everything?
We got to hear from Joe Exotic real time now. We got to hear from him now.
I'm sure he wants to be heard from.
Well, yeah. I mean, of everybody that was every main subject on that show, Joe Exotic obviously did not come out looking like roses.
No, nobody did. Come on.
The Hello Kit. Hey, you crazy kittens and
Carol
noodles.
Baskin.
Yeah, she looks like a murderer.
Hi. No, she would open up by saying, "Hey, all you cool cats and kittens."
That's what it is. Yeah. Hey, all. I might have to start. Maybe I should start all of our our segments here. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens here in Milwaukee.
That line's already taken. That's Carol Baskins, and she probably will sue you to protect.
That's true.
Her.
She's got the money.
Yeah, she has the cash.
True with that.
Yeah. So stay away from Carol Baskin.
How do we never hear about this dude? I mean, he had this guy was.
He's in Oklahoma.
I know.
You know what? I had heard of him when he ran for governor.
You?
Yeah.
We ran for. Well, John Oliver did something when he ran for president.
Right? Yeah. So he was getting some. He was getting his national time.
I mean, Shaq gave him a shout out. They showed it on TNT.
And now Shaq says he is not my friend.
Yes, I have the quote from Shaq.
That's Shaq. Officially distanced himself.
So we go in there. It's a beautiful place, and the character that was there was Exotic Joe. This is what Shaq said on his podcast. We're there, and I drop some donations for the Tigers' food and all that. We take pictures with the Tigers. We went back a couple times. Then we go back another time, and we found out that he's involved with all that stuff. And then actually, I stopped going. He continued. I don't harm tigers. I love tigers. I love white tigers. Do I put donations to these zoos to help these tigers out? I do it all the time. Do I own tigers personally at my house? No, but I love tigers. Listen, listen, people are going to make their own opinions. But again, I was just a visitor. I met this guy, not my friend. Don't know him. Never had any business dealings with him. And I had no idea any of this stuff was going on.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I don't think Shaq vets every person to every place he goes. He just went, hey, we're in Oklahoma. We can go to this tiger place and check this out. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
And I don't know if you guys have ever driven down I-95 from the north to the south, but there are billboards everywhere for south of the border. If you're going west, you see those wall drug billboards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they had billboards for GW Zoo, Joe Exotic Zoo, all over the place.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. I'm sure if you're in the Oklahoma area, anywhere in Oklahoma, you've seen a billboard for this. And now,
how many people are going to be Joe Exotic for Halloween?
Yeah, it may be over with by then. I think it may have happened.
Oh, no.
That's
no.
6 months, seven months away.
Plenty of people will still remember him.
No, I think you're good for this year.
You think
yeah,
so?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, there'll be plenty. Joe Exotics, Carol Baskin.
It'll be, by the time Halloween rolls around, it'll be great because it's, who are you, Joe Exotic?
Oh, yeah, that guy, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. I wish I'd have remembered that.
Right, because it's recent, even if it isn't current at that time. It's just right.
Just the name will make you laugh. Who am I?
Yeah.
Joe Exotic.
I just love when he went to – now, I have yet to, knock on wood, go to court for anything nearly as important as, you know, hiring someone to murder another person. But it's, I like when they read it, like, Joe, whatever is the first name, Joe Maldonado, a.k.a.
Joe
Exotic.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, his like name they is – they had to put a.k.a. in all of them.
His real last name looks really difficult to pronounce. I never really was clear on how.
Oh, right. He said it a few times.
Yeah, but it was like, what? Your last name's what? Joe. Okay, Joe Exotic. Fine.
How about the fact that, once again, spoiler alert, but I think everyone's seen it, his second husband just was like, nah, there's no bullet in here. Boom! You're like, whoa!
You're stomping
sorry.
All over this.
Sorry.
Not that
well,
there's,
that's all right.
Not it's that, a documentary.
It's and it's long. There's a lot of stuff in there. It's eight. What is it? Seven episodes?
Seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not short.
No, they're about 50 minutes each. 45,
yeah.
50 minutes
and it's
each.
Just, there's just, and I'll. I
it is.
I don't.
I won't. Go ahead.
I don't think I'm stepping out of line here when I say, just when you think, wow, there are no bigger douchebags than these guys, enter the next guy who's the bigger douchebag. It's almost amazing. It's almost jaw-dropping. This guy is a bigger douchebag. Look at him.
How up to date is the last episode? Because this lawsuit that he's just filed for, defamation?
Against whom? Carol Baskin?
It's only like 3 days old.
Oh. Well,
he doesn't have
you know
any
what?
Money.
Well,
how
here's
is he
the thing.
Lawsuits?
The show just hit.
Yeah.
So now he's got like a little momentum going. So this is when you would file it,
well,
right?
Well, now he's got, he's filed a jailhouse lawsuit against the feds and asking President Trump to pardon his conviction for orchestrating a murder-for-hire plot on arrival and violating the Endangered Species Act.
President's a little busy right now,
yeah.
Joe, but, you know, Joe thinks the world kind of revolves around him.
Now, hear it. Now,
does that surprise you?
No.
He's
no,
demanding a combined $94 million from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, his former business partner, Jeff Lowe, and several former colleagues.
All right. I said he had to wait until the show hit Netflix, and it hit, and it's definitely got momentum, right?
Oh, it's the number one. The world is at home right now, and it is the number one watch
right.
show
now,
on Netflix.
So people know who Joe Exotic is, and like he's got some momentum now working in his favor, I'll say. But does he have...
he went as Joe Exotic for Halloween, what would your companion be? Who would be with him? A warden? Mm-hmm. A tiger? Would you dress as a
well,
tiger
depends
and walk
on how
along
many
with
people,
him?
If you're going solo as Joe Exotic, you got to get a big stuffed tiger.
Yeah.
But if you've got a group, you could get... Someone could be Doc.
Doc or Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin might be good.
Why would they be together, though? That wouldn't make any
sense. But that would be funny.
Yeah, it'd be funny, but it wouldn't make it.
Then
I would say, well, this
Halloween pushing and shoving makes, each other all night
Halloween
long.
Never makes sense.
Yeah, you just go as a pair.
All right, hold on. So the show has momentum. Joe, knows who Joe Exotic is, but has it generated public sympathy to where we're going, well, this guy's wrongly accused.
No,
we got the wrong guy in jail.
No, it's so, generated horror.
Right.
It's everyone's looking to go, man,
I mean,
this is crazy.
Honest, well, the thing was, who was it? One of the characters, whoever said it, was like,
these aren't characters.
These
are
people.
People.
These are real people.
Right.
That is correct.
Right.
The guy who plays himself in this.
You just. Once again, I guess we're going to get into it, but, I mean, you could look these things up. I mean, he's not a very intelligent human.
Joe?
Yes. He thought he paid enough money to go have someone whacked. He gave that guy $3,000.
$3,000. Correct.
And that's what I think it was Doc was like, that would cost $300,000 or $500,000. He's like, he thought he could get it done, travel across the country.
Across the country.
For $3,000.
Yeah, from Oklahoma to Florida to kill her for $3,000.
Yeah. So.
And the guy said, I never went to Florida.
I went to money. South Carolina. Yeah. I went to a strip club.
Yeah. But still, just the going through the whole process of seeking someone to murder another person is a crime in itself.
That's why he's in prison.
Yeah. So.
Right. You don't have to actually have a murder carried out. Right. You just have to try to find someone to do it.
Right.
That's a crime. That's conspiracy.
But everyone around Joe said, yeah, we all talked about killing Carol Baskin. Yeah, but you didn't all give somebody $3,000,
right,
to do it.
You know, I think once you hand someone the money and you're serious about it, now you've committed the crime.
Yeah, we'll see. There's got to be some great aftermath here.
Well, you know what? I wonder about that. If there was going to be some sort of second wave on this, wouldn't it have hit already? Or is the government?
I don't know.
Is the government going? Okay, fine. These guys are just idiots. They talk a lot, but they're really.
Well, you know, it's reached the Shaq level. You know, Shaq is talking about this guy in public.
But he's only talking about him because there was video of him at his Tiger Reserve or whatever.
But it's
America. You remember the movie, also a true story, but there were, I'm sure, some falsities to it. But remember the movie American Gangster, where Denzel Washington portrayed Frank Lucas, the drug lord?
Yeah.
And Frank Lucas, what did Frank Lucas do after he went to prison? He became a snitch.
Yeah, he teamed up with the prosecutor.
That's where we were left. Joe
with
Exotic.
Russell Crowe.
Joe Exotic was going to try to be all Frank Lucas and just be like, "Everyone, if I'm going down, you're all coming down with me."
Right. So,
so we'll see.
As long as everything else is blown, what is Carol Baskin's status right now?
I don't know.
She's
I haven't looked up that crazy.
Farm cat or kitten.
Crazy cat and kitten.
Yeah. Okay, so she's alive?
Yeah.
She's alive.
Yeah, and down in Florida somewhere with her.
Okay, so she accused
the
documentarians of coercion and.
Well, she said that she did those interviews under false pretenses, that they were doing a story on rescue cats. But if she had to know when all these questions about Joe Exotic were coming up for her and her husband, what's this have to do with cat rescue? Because there was hours that they must have sat and talked about Joe Exotic in those interviews to chop it up for this documentary.
Well, they did do a documentary about big cat rescue. It's one third of the story.
Yeah, but.
And I want to know, how long were the Netflix cameras rolling?
Well, but
because it feels like this was like a multi-year.
Well, they were videotaping everything. They said Joe just wanted everything on camera, remember?
But then they burned it all.
Well, apparently not, because they had tons of old stuff, too, you know, from other things they were doing.
Right. Now, you know.
At the end of the day, as everyone is keeping social distancing, this was a great time for this to come out because it is all anyone could talk about.